When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
In the Gospel according to St. John, we eavesdrop on a conversation between Jesus and Peter. Peter, asked three times by Jesus, "Do you love me more than these?" affirms each time. Jesus immediately follows Peter's assurances of love with a call to action: "Feed my lambs." These simple words carry a profound message. Love is a commitment to action. After his resurrection, Jesus does not ask Peter about his strength, wisdom, or successes. He asks about love. It is a reminder that in the end, it is not our achievements, but our capacity to love that defines us in the eyes of God. Each of Jesus' three questions to Peter echoes in our hearts. Do you love me more than these? This question reveals the depth of our relationship with God. Love that is a calling, a choice, and a response. Peter, who had previously denied Jesus, now responds with increasing certainty. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Each subsequent answer restores and strengthens him to live with Jesus. In his weakness and words lies a message for each of us. Despite our failures, doubts, and mistakes, God continues to ask us about love. He does not expect perfection, but a genuine relationship. This dialogue is not only meant for clergy, but also for you. Do your feelings translate into concrete actions, or do they remain merely intentions? In his conversation with Peter, Jesus emphasizes that love goes beyond words and declarations. How easy it is to forget this fundamental truth. In the age of social media, it is easier to express feelings through a text message or chat than to show them in reality. In his dialogue with Peter, Jesus reminds us that love is not just emotions or feelings, but above all, a decision and responsible action. Paul, in his famous words in the first letter to the Corinthians, describes love as patient and kind, which bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It is a beautiful yet demanding image of love to which we should aspire. In a world ruled by wolves, let us ask ourselves, how can we feed the lambs? It could be supporting a friend in need, dedicating more time to family, or helping a stranger in crisis. Let us protect those we love and others whom God places in our path. Each of us, in our own way, can contribute to making the world a better place through small acts of kindness that add up to a great act of love. Peter was not perfect, but his love was authentic enough for Jesus to entrust him with such an important task. It is not about being perfect, but about being ready to perform acts of love to the best of our abilities. In our crowded, complicated world, let us not forget the simple message from the Gospel. True love requires more than words. It requires action. True love is more than infatuation. Let today's gospel be a challenge for all of us, so that our yes, I love, is always a commitment to useful action. May our love, despite weaknesses and imperfections, always lead to a deeper understanding and care for others. May God bless us all.